What's up, y'all? This is Meme Lord Monday. This is a live podcast in front of our live community online where we interview Christian content creators and we talk about Christian culture and goof off and do all that cool stuff. Today's Meme Lord is my friend P.D. Bachman. And here he is. I'll let him introduce himself.
I am a Christian. I'm obsessed with comedy, music. I hosted the pre-show for the Dove Awards, run Deuteronomemes, do church stories, and take a lot of naps.
Basically, PD is always up to something. He's super creative, and he also co-writes for these short videos that are done and performed by our friend Shama Mrema. And when PD and Shama get together, they just create these incredible videos that have been recognized the internet over. They're on TikTok, they're on YouTube, they're on Facebook, they're everywhere. One of my favorite things that they do is this character called Loose Cannon Pastor. It's basically this crazy guest speaker that shows up to a church and just says the wildest things. And a lot of people recognize him. So see if this rings a bell.
I'm just going to be honest. Some of y'all in here will go to hell.
Hello.
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 Raise your hand if you're a virgin.
I'm pretty sure that Jesus was actually Asian.
I did every single drug you can think of and some you've never heard of.
Real men stay out of the kitchen and in God's word.
It's actually the quadrinity.
The earth is flat, but my wife ain't.
Hello.
Sex is awesome. Don't do it.
I'll tell you who Jesus would have voted for.
Y'all ain't hearing me tonight.
You don't need antidepressants. You need to be in his presence.
Hello.
There you go. The best part about these videos is that the comments will always say something like, I've heard this preacher. I've heard this pastor. I am triggered right now. And I love the content they put out. So without further ado, here is my interview with P.D. Bachman. Y'all, it's P.D. Bachman.
What's up? Yep, this is the only time that I will be endorsing an MLM.
Is that going to be the running? That's going to be a running joke, isn't it? That's what it's going to be.
Yeah, I think so.
Because the last guy said that Debo from Young Married Christian, and Mike and I were like, "Oh my gosh, what have we done?"
I think as soon as you said that in the chat, like as soon as you told people the name, everyone was talking about MLM. Actually, I have something. I have a story I could go straight into with MLMs.
Do it, please do.
So. I think this is around 2017. So I was already kind of like not having great feelings towards this church. And then I found out that there is this like pyramid scheme thing, like running rampant through it.
Oh, nice.
And that one of my family members got involved too. They were paying like $400 a month for these meal plans.
What?
Yeah.
$400.
It was this company called Optavia. And basically what they do is they sell you these little like bricks that like are supposed to put you at a calorie deficiency. You eat like two of the bricks a day and then you have like broccoli and chicken and you pay $400 a month to do that.
That's great.
I saw that and I was like, I'm going to have some fun with this. I'm like, I'm not, you know, feeling great towards those people. So I'm just going to make fun of them on Facebook and Instagram. Like publicly, and even though like they made up most of my friends list at that point, I think.
Yes.
So I took the format of their posts, which would be like, this is my client, emoji, emoji, emoji. She, emoji, lost 57 pounds in 3 weeks, emoji, emoji. So like yes. I was taking random before and after pictures and I was putting my own captions like that. And then I posted a picture of me shirtless. And it said after, and then to the left, it was before, and it was Gibby from iCarly shirtless covered in spaghetti. So I was just like yes. Troll posting like that for a week.
That's beautiful. That is beautiful, man. Gibby, did you see the post I did? I did like a story post with Gibby when I was advertising for you for this on Instagram. Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
Yeah. He's like, I'm off the grid. And yeah, that's you, man. Singing Kanye in the club. I don't know what the setting or the context of that was, but definitely appropriate, I think.
I've got a question for you. Me and Jonathan have, but have you ever cried listening to Kanye?
Yo, I have. I've done it. I've done
wow.
it.
Especially so we're all Jesus. In the crying in the Kanye club.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I'm a crybaby for real, man. I will cry. I don't know. I'm weird, man. Cause I really do have like a hard heart. I do have like a really like hardened heart when it comes to a lot of things. And I can just be straight up cruel when it comes to certain things that you probably should not be. But when it comes to like Kanye, when it comes to like certain things, I'm like, God's working in his life, man. Just you, can you hear him? And like Jesus is king, dude. I kind of squirted out my eyes. Squirted.
Yeah, that one got me. Also, Donda Moon with Kid Cudi. I cried at the end of that one. I go to the moon.
Dude, what's crazy about that one? It's funny you say that because I really like that. Like first listening. Upon first listening, I was like, "That was great. This is great. This is good stuff. I like it." And I just kind of flew past it. And then I saw somebody make like an animated TikTok about it, and I was like, "Yo, this song is actually really good." And then all the comments were like, "I cried when I heard this song. I wept when I heard it." I was like, "Did I miss something? Like, what happened? Was it just the vibes? Was it just like the Gen Z vibes that that kind of just didn't permeate immediately? What is that?"
I think it was like, you know, so much about his mom.
Oh,
what is like, the, yeah, what's I'll that go about? To the moon. Don't leave so soon.
I guess
I didn't cry until like the fourth time I listened to it. I was like, whoa, what just happened? Why did that get me like that?
Oh, you know what? 24 got me one time too. Cause my son loves the song 24 on Donda. He loves it. There is for some reason, like when it's like, dear God, make it all right. Only you can make it all right. For some reason, he's like, yeah, he goes crazy when he
that
hears
is
that
awesome.
That chorus part. And he is like zoned in, like really dialed in when the song is playing. And like a combination of that, of him being dialed in so hard and the song itself, just, you know, the whole end part where it's like Kanye's like, you know, it's going to be all right. It's gonna be all right. And it was like, I was like, man, I felt it. The emotions happened. But yeah, dude, I want to talk more about like what you've been up to as well. You do a lot for real. You be busy. So I don't know how you get naps in there, but you do.
Yeah, dude, I'm up all in these streets, every block.
the meme page, which you're just about as big as we are on Instagram. And like, how's that going?
Yeah, I don't know. The meme page, like, I still really enjoy doing it. It's not like the crazy like growth that it used to be. I think that's like a meme page issue Instagram wide right now.
Yeah.
Though, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, unless you want to post reels all the time, which I don't. So I'm like, I'm going to keep posting tweets and memes because that's what I want to do. I'll post reels here and there.
Yeah. Yeah. Mike and I are kind of in that place right now where we're like, we want to grow, but we like memes. So we're trying to make meme reels and they don't really look the best. They're kind of fun.
Yeah.
I'm starting to enjoy it. I don't know. I'm trying to find like the fun in it. But yeah, that's basically everybody's in that predicament right now where it's like Instagram and Facebook's always been hard to grow on, but it's like, if you don't do reels, you're not going to grow. That's it. That's the equation now.
I guess I got to hop over. But yeah. I've been doing that with Shama, though. So it's like, I don't know if I want to create more reels because I'm already using all my like reels energy on Shama's page.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. But dude, you hosted the Dove Awards. Like,
yes.
What the heck? Who does that?
It was completely surreal. Like, and, the whole experience.
I know you've talked about this a million times, and I don't want to make this the podcast that everybody hears what you said 100 times already. So tell me what you didn't like about it.
What I not like about it?
Burn
maybe
that bridge.
The stress. That was part of it, because I found out that I was doing it 2 weeks before the event, and then I looked at the list of artists, and I mean, this is the thing, they probably wouldn't like hearing from me, but I was like, who are 90% of these people? And I was like, I don't have time. I'm on vacation. like I was on vacation for another like 5 days. So I get back from the Disney thing and I go do the Dove Awards without knowing who most of the artists are. And they didn't give me a complete list of who the artists were until we were there. I didn't know for sure who I was talking to until like an hour before. So I just looked at that list and I was like, okay, here we go. Like, God help me.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm biased, but I think you guys freaking crushed it. You guys did so good. It was so like hilarious the way you guys were riffing with Lecrae and the dude from Maverick City. And it was entertaining. Like all the gaps in between where you guys were talking and when you weren't talking, I was like, I'm bored. where are the funny guys?
I am not gonna disc Blanca like that.
Yeah,
how dare you, Matt?
This is the podcast people go to burn bridges. Didn't you know that? This bad mouth. It's funny.
Like honestly, like it, there wasn't that much I didn't like. It was like a crazy weekend that I never thought was possible. Like I didn't think that I would be hosting the pre-show for the Dove Awards with Lecrae and Lauren Daigle, and it was when Chris Tomlin walked up. I was like, "Whoa, what is going on?"
That's crazy. Dude is a legend, man.
And when Maverick City like knew who me and Shama were before we said anything to them, that was another like really surreal moment too.
Incredible. Absolutely incredible.
And they said I was in Maverick City. So I just want to put that, I forgot to mention that at the top. I am a member of Maverick City Music, according to multiple people in Maverick City.
Yes, that's what I'm going to name this podcast. I'm interviewing PD of Maverick City.
Yeah.
Of Maverick City.
Gyra. I've been working on it.
Yeah, just keep repeating that word for 9 minutes straight and you'll be fine.
Yeah, I went and saw them with Lecrae and it was really good.
Dang. Wait. When you say with Lecrae, what do you mean?
Like Lecrae open. I didn't just like roll up with Lecrae. That's not what I meant.
I was like, dang, dude, you guys are
me and
Lecrae limo?
Ubered over there.
shared an Uber X.
But yeah, we got VIP tickets that we didn't know got us in the pit area. And it was the most how do I put this? Like I've never had my body rattled by bass like that before in my life.
Whoa.
And I've been to a lot of concerts and I thought that their bass is going to like explode my insides. I thought it was going to like shake me to the point where my body just like I spontaneously combusted, but it didn't happen. Hey, if you want to know what I'm talking about, get pit tickets to a Maverick City Music concert. That's the only way you'll be able to understand what I'm saying right now.
Dang, that's crazy, man. That's I'm trying to think. I understand the feeling you're talking about. I've felt it, but probably not to that level. Because I've been to concerts before, and I've felt like I'm like, whoa, I'm like my whole body's shaking right now. But that, if you're in the pit, I'm imagining the speakers being like right there next to you, right?
Yeah, and that's when I was like, man, I wish I would have known that these got me in here because I would have brought earplugs.
You're gonna love it, bro. You're gonna love it. has tinnitus or something like that. What's that ear eardrum explodes?
Oh yeah, I got that bad after I would like go to a metal festival and just, you know, attend 8 concerts in a day. And then if I would go back to the Airbnb and then the noise would just start swelling.
Yeah. Maddie Montgomery's still in your ear. Just
Oh, I saw Skillet at that metal festival. So it was John Cooper in my ear at the end of the night.
Yeah, man. I think I saw them at a Winter Jam and they had fire pylons. And this is probably like super common knowledge to everyone, but I don't go to a lot of concerts. But like I went there and then the two fire pylons were just like, goosh. And I was like, wow, that is a Christian concert. And it's awesome.
Yeah. But Skillet, like all of their songs now. I'm just going to make up one. All right. This is my chorus of the Skillet song. I will not back down. I will always fight. There's no stopping me. Like that's every Skillet song. It's essentially like, I am the greatest warrior.
Yeah.
But like, who are they fighting? I don't know what metaphorical battles.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's it, man. That's you just need some strings in there, over a distorted guitar,
and a message that like invincible, indestructible, something like that.
That's what sells
for them.
Every Christian band is like a copy of a secular band. What band is Skillet trying to be? I wonder. Are they trying to be like Disturbed but like toned down? Because I think about them and I'm like, who's close to them? And I can think of Disturbed when it's like, indestructible. Like, that's what I can think of. The closest like thing that comes to my mind. But I mean, what do you think? The internet is more accessible than it's ever been. And with that has come an absolute pandemic of people addicted to pornography. This addiction statistically is affecting Christians and non-Christians alike. It's a problem. Porn is a human problem, but Covenant Eyes provides a human solution. Covenant Eyes helps you and the ones you love live porn-free through transformative accountability relationships. With Covenant Eyes, you choose someone that you know and trust to walk with you as your ally and to hold you accountable for your online behavior. Me and my friends use it, and I've seen it firsthand break the bonds of addiction in people's lives. This stuff works. So basically what you do is you download the Covenant Eyes app, it tracks the activity on your devices, and your friend, who's your ally, gets a victory app which shares your activity feed right to their phone. You and your ally will be able to celebrate victories together and have honest and caring conversations about your successes, setbacks, and triggers. Nothing works better than this. If you struggle with pornography addiction online and you're ready to see some victory in your life, download Covenant Eyes and use promo code MONDAY for 30 days free. Try it out. I've gotten so many success stories from this app, and that's why I'm so happy that they've chosen to sponsor Meme Lord Monday. Again, that's Covenant Eyes. Use the link in the show notes of this episode and use promo code MONDAY for 30 days free. Victory over addiction has never been easier.
I mean, lately, Imagine Dragons. I think that they actually, they came up when it was beneficial to have a unique sound in Christian music.
Oh, yeah.
So they actually did sound pretty unique for like the first four or five albums.
Yeah.
And then they morphed into like radio rock, Imagine Dragons, whatever they are now.
Is John Cooper's the main singer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to get him on the pod.
Koopa Troopa, so coming on.
I'll have to ask I'll have to ask him straight up, like, what band are you guys trying to be now? I will ask him that. But he's a cool guy. I'm pretty sure he's reformed now, because I'm seeing him amongst reformed circles and him saying things that people that are reformed and Calvinist would say online. But I don't want to assume. I don't know. Like, there's key phrases. There's key phrases. When you start saying these phrases, it's like, oh, you're one of mine people now. Great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, you don't want to assume the denomination, just like you don't want to assume somebody's gender. It's the same thing.
I was really hoping you wouldn't do that. I was hoping you wouldn't go for that. But you did.
You can't toss that pitch to me.
Oh, shoot, man. Dude, yeah, that's the thing. Like, well, last time I had you on, we have to kind of, like, restrain ourselves because we're usually the more problematic hosts of our podcasts.
Yeah.
So it's all good. But I mean, I love y'all. You guys call me at midnight, literally at midnight.
Oh,
to force me against my will to be on your podcast.
We did do that. You texted me. That's the only reason I called. I was like, I know he's awake.
Yeah.
So now that I have confirmation, I'm going to call and then keep him up for several more hours accidentally. That's what happened, right?
Yeah. And I listened to the episode actually just on the way over, like when I was driving around this morning. I was listening to that episode this morning. And
not really.
On that episode, you talked about words that are banned. And apparently the word cracker.
is
banned on, where is it banned? On Twitter?
It's banned on Twitch.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure out. I'm about to say nothing's banned on Twitter. What am I talking about?
If you directly call someone a cracker, then you get banned. It's like, if you're talking about it in a different way, you don't, I don't know. But I mean, somebody called it the C word, and there are so many worse C words. I don't know if you can leave that in the podcast for when it goes up to the feed, but like, yeah.
Oh my gosh. I am not going to get any sleep tonight editing this podcast. I'm just letting you know. Oh man. No, that's cool.
I gotta probably stop saying problematic stuff.
No, I'll leave it. I'm leaving that.
Okay, perfect.
Oh man. But yo, I mean, you guys are trying to have some crazy guests on your podcast as well. And you've had some amazing guests. You guys have been podcasting for a minute and you guys are like killing it.
Thank you. I really enjoy doing the podcast because it's just like we, you know, press play and then whatever we come up with, you know, is like such minimal prep, unless I want to like come up with a story about me getting lost in a Mormon forest, then I'll kind of like work through the beats of that before I go into the studio. But other than that, we really don't prepare anything.
That's why I don't like you guys, because you guys can literally just walk into the room, press play, and just gold happens. And that's not me. I'm like what's considered like a counter puncher in martial arts. Like, I don't really necessarily bring a crazy game, but I can work off of other people's energy pretty well. Yeah, man. So I think you mentioned something about us talking about the memes of the year and things like that. Like, what were your favorite memes? Because this is like the year-end podcast. I'm going to be posting this, like, probably tonight. What do you think? We're like the bangin'est or the most hitting memes of 2021.
That's tough because I feel like I see so many that I can't possibly remember them all. Mm. But the one that you guys had it was the guy with his arms folded, and it was the one that was like, what? I can't remember. Now I can't remember the exact verbiage.
I know which one.
It was like God literally being omnipresent, being the punchline.
Yeah. Like worship leader. God really showed up today. Is the worship leader, and then God literally being omnipresent is just like for real. That was one of my favorite ones as well. I did probably like three of those. Well, hey man, these usually aren't super long, and we usually just goof off the whole time. Tell us quick. What are your plans? What's you and Shama up to in 2022? Fill us in.
2022. Want to keep making reels. I want to like Marvel universe, I guess after school program universe, the reels a little bit. Like I really want to do Pastor Puppet, which is this evil like mega church puppet character that we have.
Great message, Pastor.
I know, I'm the one who preached it
and you killed it.
Killing is a sin. Dum-dum.
It's a figure of speech, sir. You got a break, then you're back on in 15. Any notes for the fourth service?
Yeah! Tell Hannah, if she can't stay on key, then she can't stay on staff!
Got it, Pastor.
I swear, if our weekend experiences don't get better, the Babylon Bee is gonna eat us alive!
How are the lights?
Lacking!
I wanna put him in, like, other formats. Like, if Pastor Puppet did his own, like, loose cannon guest speaker type of video. I think that would be really fun. So just like taking the characters and stuff that we have and like mashing them up and putting them in different situations.
Dude, the unstoppable force versus the immovable object. That would be, yeah.
Oh, and then having killer guests on the podcast. I want to have you and Mike on.
Yay.
Season 5 for sure. So you're doing that. Also, couple music ideas. I don't know if we're going to be able to get to all of them, but I definitely at least want to get like one big music video out in 2022.
Dude, honestly, the televangelist video was probably your guys' best work. Like, to me, that was my favorite
thing
you guys ever made. I listened to that so many times and I've shared it with so many of my friends that, you know, Christians, non-Christians, and they're all like, dude, this goes hard. And Shama, like, the rhymes were so solid, too. I'm like, dude, he's spitting. This miraculous friend is spitting.
That's one of the ones where, like, usually I can remember who wrote every single line. But we wrote that song, like, 3 years ago. Mm. And I have no memory of who wrote what, even though I know I wrote some of it. But I have no idea which part of it I wrote for some reason.
Dude, yeah.
But yeah, we sat on that song forever.
Your Jesse Duplantis getup was the best too. The pure,
thank you.
The bleach, a white hair. It's just wow. It was you guys nailed everything.
When we first started making videos, that was one of the first things I said. I was like, I want to play a televangelist. Like, I really want to play a televangelist. I said it for years until it finally happened. And then the getting to do it was so fun. I was watching Jim Baker. I was watching full episodes of Jim Baker leading up to that. I guess like getting into character.
Amazing. I don't know how people can watch that guy. Like I said, we keep this fairly short. I always appreciate having you on. And we usually, you know, we just goof off. That's what we do here. Mm-hmm. We goof off. What can people do to follow you, support you, listen to everything you guys are doing?
Say, listen to Church Stories Podcast, follow Deuteronomemes. It's probably the greatest name I've ever come up with. It's kind of my like in to this whole like weird Christian media world. Yeah. Was coming up with that name. But yeah, go follow that, and then go follow at Shama for Reels. Mm-hmm. It's where we put up all these reels on Shama for Reels.
Is it Shama for Reels? Is it R-E-E-L? How do you spell the reels? Because I know it's different.
Okay. At Shama for R-E-A-L-Z, I think.
The number 4.
Yeah, the number 4. It's complicated.
Yeah.
Just type in Shama. Hopefully he'll come up.
Shama number 4, and then reel. And then there's a Z at the end of the reels.
Yes. Yes, there is.
Yeah. Yeah, good old Shama. Love that guy. But yeah, man, like I said, love you and Shama and everything you guys do. They're the goats, honestly, in my opinion, of Christian humor right now. And
thank you.
Just really encourage you guys to check out what they got going on. Shama, I'm positive if you know us, Memes for Jesus, I'm positive you've seen one of Shama's reels of him doing a loose cannon pastor or something like that. And PD has been the writer for a lot of those. And I got one of my bars in there. I got one bar.
Oh, yeah.
One time.
Dumb as donkeys. Shrewd as serpents. But some of y'all are being dumb as donkeys.
Yeah, dude. He delivered it so good, too. Like, he took it right out of my brain. Man, Shama is just, he's a warrior on that stage. But anyways, dude, like I said, got to get going. And thank you guys so much for watching, and we'll talk with you later. This is Meme Lord Monday. Bye-bye. All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. If you want premium content, unedited interviews, and access to all sorts of hidden goodies, please support us on our Supercast, which is basically like a Patreon that has a really cool feed that you'll get special for those unedited podcasts. So I want to give a special shout out and thanks to our Supercast subscribers, John Ordish, Elisha Dio Gracias, John Spencer, Nicole Harris, and Thomas Forbes. I love y'all. Thank you so much for your support. And if you want a special shout out and you want to support us for as little as $5 a month, that would be awesome. And that will enable us to do more fun stuff like this and, you know, continue bringing you fun Christian content. So if you don't do that, still love you. It's all good. But anyways, I appreciate you listening. So have a great day.
I'm going to have to explain to everyone this is not beer.
No, it is beer. It is.
just drinking beer on the Meme Lord Monday podcast.